Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Mullet. The New Testament reading for today is John chapter 3, verse 22 through chapter 4, verse 6. After this, Jesus and his disciples went into the Judean countryside, and he remained there with them and was baptizing. John also was baptizing at Aenon near Salim, because water was plentiful there and people were coming and being baptized, for John had not yet been put in prison. Now a discussion arose between some of John's disciples and a Jew over purification. And they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, he who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, he is baptizing, and all are going to him." John answered, "A person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, 'I am not the Christ,' but I have been sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth belongs to the earth and speaks in an earthly way. He who comes from heaven is above all. He bears witness to what he has seen and heard, yet no one receives his testimony. Whoever receives his testimony and sets his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent utters the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him." Now when Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself did not baptize but only his disciples, he left Judea and departed again for Galilee. And he had to pass through Samaria, so he came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, so Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about the sixth hour. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. This portion of John chapter 3 and the first few verses of John chapter 4 are perhaps a little less familiar to us, as we don't typically hear them on Sunday morning, but it is clear enough what is going on. John the Baptist has not yet been put into prison, and yet Jesus and his disciples are also baptizing. Now, some of the disciples of John and one of the Jews that's part of the conversation seem to think that this could become a competition. They seem to think that there might be a rivalry going between John the Baptist and Jesus. If both are preaching and teaching, if both are baptizing, what are we to do with that? And how easy it is for us to fall into the same sorts of questions and competitions in our own lives. Not just at work or school, but maybe even within our family, among certain relatives, and perhaps most of all in the church. You see, if those who are watching and listening to John the Baptist and Jesus both preach and teach, both be involved with forgiveness of sins, both be involved with this baptism that John the Baptist was doing there in the wilderness, what if someone goes to Jesus instead of to John? What if someone goes to John instead of to Jesus? How easy it would be for us to do this with our pastors, and to begin to see that, well, we really kind of prefer how that one preaches and teaches, or how that one preaches and teaches. Now, a certain amount of this is perfectly natural. A certain preference for the way of speaking of one pastor or another is not inherently sinful. But it can quickly become a competition. And there is a lot of comfort here at the end of John 3 and the beginning of John 4 that we might find for us when we start to struggle with some of those earthly thoughts and feelings. The first place that we find comfort is simply this. John makes very clear that he, as the one sent before Jesus, is not himself Jesus. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. And John the Baptist is not the bridegroom, he's the friend of the bridegroom. What John the Baptist realizes is of great comfort for pastors and for parishioners, that our work as pastors and as Christians is simply to point to Jesus. We do not need to be Jesus. We don't need to strive to be Jesus. We simply point to him. For pastors especially, this can be of great comfort and peace as we remember that our job is not to take the place of Jesus, but rather to be called by Jesus in our congregation and point our people to him. We are not the bridegroom. That is for Jesus and Jesus alone. We are the friend of the bridegroom. We must decrease and Jesus must increase. The other point of great comfort and peace for all Christians is chapter 4, verse 2. In the text that we have before us, you might see these words in parentheses, and that might make us feel like it's almost an afterthought, but this is a very important clarification that John, the writer of the gospel, makes. Jesus himself did not baptize, but only his disciples. What this teaches us is that the work of the pastor, the work of the church that is done in Jesus' name, in the stead and by the command, as we hear in confession and absolution, it is the work of Jesus, even though Jesus himself is not using his own hands and voice. As pastors, sometimes we might think about being given to say those words, that Jesus is really the one saying the words, but he's using our voice, that Jesus is the one doing the baptism, but he's using our hands, that Jesus is offering his body and blood for the forgiveness of sins, but he's using our voices and our hands and our feet to distribute them to the faithful who are gathered in that place. And so there is great comfort and peace here for pastors and for the people they serve, indeed for all Christians, to recognize that when Jesus does his great work of salvation, when he delivers that salvation to his church on earth even today, he does so through the people that he has placed. It is not a competition to be baptized by this pastor or that pastor, by Paul or by Silas, who we commemorate today, or by any of the apostles, because Jesus is the one who does the great work of salvation through his pastors in his church on earth. It's not finally about the pastors. It's about the Jesus that they deliver. It's about the work that Jesus accomplishes through them. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, your servant Silas preached the gospel alongside the apostles Peter and Paul to the peoples of Asia Minor, Greece, and Macedonia. We give you thanks for raising up in this and every land evangelists and heralds of your kingdom, that the church may continue to proclaim the unsearchable riches of our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.